Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, as we go into Thanksgiving. Aaron, hope you've been well.
I am, but it was hard, Jack. It was really hard. We missed you.
I know. That's what J-Dog said this morning. He gave me a big hug, and like Brad Marchand, Bruins hug this morning.
I'm a hockey player, so I fought you.
Aaron, I hope you're well. Let's talk about some of the travel stuff. You're talking about some urban areas where the traffic's not real great, and that's always a headache, but... And also some fun stuff on meat substitutes, because we're going into Turkey Day here. But let's start with travel. 55 million Americans expected to travel, 2.5 million regionally in New England. I think that's probably I think those numbers might be beaten. But some areas aren't always great to get through, right?
No, not at all. And Boston is one of the big problems, particularly for traffic around the holidays. But Manchester, I don't know. I should ask you, how is the traffic there on a regular basis getting into the city?
You know, we are not a snarl state where it's terrible compared to, like whenever I drive south and I have to go through Hartford, Connecticut, or anywhere around New York City or the D.C. area, you know, it's a real headache. But, you know, we're blessed here. We have a lot of people will commute out of New Hampshire south on 93, but the whole last few years, a lot more remote work. So we have areas, but we're not real bad in the state's largest city. I mean, it's very manageable compared to most other places.
And that is a luxury for sure, because this recent report by Circuit, it's an app-based company that focuses on route planning. It says that, you know, some of the biggest cities in the country, Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles, New York, not surprising, just terrible in terms of driving around the city. New York actually beat out every other city with every other metric. So that's congestion, traffic jams, hours lost to traffic, speed, distracted driving, fatalities. You know, I was surprised to see just how many categories came in number one. You had Chicago second, Miami third, Austin, Texas. There was actually three cities from Texas in the top 10, which is incredible. You also had San Antonio and Dallas all in the top 10, and then Los Angeles and Atlanta, Georgia rounded out the top 10 there. But in terms of driving in and around New England and close to you guys in Manchester, Worcester was number 47 out of 50, Boston number 6. Not a good place to be in terms of commuting. And this isn't, you know, just hours lost in traffic jams. They also use distracted driver fatalities. This is a dangerous thing, this much driving and this much traffic. And, you know, we have more people, more cars. And if you don't have a pedestrian option, you really have no way around this, which is kind of a difficult thing to have to square. If you have to be in your car and you have to be dealing with this, many people would prefer to be in Manchester, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And what about, you know, it's interesting, I got not yelled at, but my smarter, prettier, better half, I was getting a pizza or some food recently, and I didn't notice the sausage was like a meat substitute. It wasn't real sausage. And she was, why did you get this? But I'm hearing more and more, as the price of meat, I understand inflation, but you have some of the sort of meat substitutes happening, and I don't know how that's going. I'm not a big fan of it, but that's becoming a whole nother industry. I hear that also with fish, for example, almost making like synthetic fish. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, so I have tried it, and I have to be honest, while I do eat meat, I try and eat less during the week. I tried it, I was part of the boom at the beginning, and I never purchased it again. And it seems like while this is anecdotal, it seems to be a lot of people's experience. And in fact, Beyond Meat, which went public in 2019, their shares skyrocketed. They showed up on menu boards like Subway, Carl's Jr., Starbucks. They've lost a lot of their sizzle. Their stock has slumped 83% this year. They actually, McDonald's, they concluded their pilot program of the McPlant burger. And this year, they have no plans to put it on the menu permanently. They laid off 200 people. Four of the top executives left. And really what this slowdown in sales, yes, it's a product of food inflation. But consumers, they're trading these pricier plant-based meats for these less expensive versions. And it begs a bigger question. Have they simply reached the maximum number of consumers willing to try and repeatedly purchase these faux burgers and sausages? Because it seems like the jig is up. It is not necessarily healthier, particularly if you look at cholesterol. It's a lot of seed-based and different oils that are used. That by no means is this a healthier alternative, particularly if you're looking at, you know, a grass-fed, pasture-raised type meat alternative, that is much better for you. So it begs the question, is this going to really have the sticking power that it had out of the gate?
All right. Thank you, Aaron. I hope you have a good one. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thank you, Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Bye.